Now, Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
We'll get into this dairy in a moment because that's good news and we're all about that. Meantime, US job openings. What's it with the 7.7 million, good or bad in terms of demand?
Very good. So, the soft economic landing looks on, I think. So this is the so-called JOLTS survey. So 7.74 million job openings in October. That was up from a revised 7.37 in September. And, yeah, well above estimates of 7.5 million. So that was pretty good. So, look, the overall uptick, it's pretty good news because we've seen a few months of steep declines and there was a big drop in September. Look, there's plenty of companies cost-cutting, but, you know, we're yet to see material signs of, you know, a big pickup in job losses. Layoffs are actually the lowest since June. Quits, you remember the Great Resignation?
Yep.
Not quite that, but they are actually at the highest since May. So workers are more confident in their ability to find a new job if they quit their current one. So some power going back to the employees by the looks of things, Mike. And you look at the vacancies per unemployed worker, and this is a ratio the Fed looks at. That's at 1.1. And that actually got to 2 to 1, you know, during the height of the pandemic. But yeah, it's actually at sort of around about pre-COVID levels. That's pretty good. The hiring rate did drop to lower since June, but that's consistent with what we saw in the October payrolls numbers. So we had a couple of severe hurricanes and we had the strike at Boeing. So that should improve. We've actually got the non-farm payrolls numbers due this Friday, unemployment rate. That's expected to hold at 4.1%. It's all pretty relevant to the Fed. A couple of officials have been speaking in recent days, and we've got Powell due to speak, and it looks like we've got a pretty good chance of another rate reduction in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay, Musk, where's he at with his pay? He's battling this, isn't he?
He's battling. So the latest saga is that a Delaware judge has denied the reinstatement of his $56 billion pay package. Recall, this relates to his remuneration in 2018. It was the largest, still his largest compensation plan in US history for a public company executive. So, yeah, the judge has voided the plan and backed up a previous decision. They've also actually awarded $345 million in legal fees to the other side bringing the suit. So Musk, he said the decision's corrupt. Shareholders should control company votes, not judges. And he's gone on again about regretting incorporating in Delaware, and he's since moved Tesla's incorporation to Texas, as he has for SpaceX. So at current prices, the package that is being denied would be worth over $100 billion. But I suppose he's not too unhappy. His net worth's gone up $40 billion since the election victory. Tesla shares up 40% over the past month. Just quickly, another decision, another company in the courts was Microsoft. So in the UK, they're facing a lawsuit of a billion sterling, actually, so accusing that they're favouring their own Azure system in terms of rival cloud companies, so forcing them to go on that. So interesting to see where that goes, but, you know, anti-competitive practices are in focus. And, yeah, better news for AT&T. Their shares jumped 4%, up over 35-year to date. They anticipate more than $18 billion in free cash flow in 2027, going to double their fibre internet capability in return. Around about $40 billion to shareholders over the next 3 years. That's pretty good news there.
Nice. Dairy. Boom. 4.1% for whole milk.
That's right. So, yeah, we've got this, so the latest GDT index, that was up 1.2% the latest auction. It follows gains in the previous two fortnightly auctions. It was actually a bit of a mixed bag individually. If you look at it, butter down 5%, cheddar 3% lower. But milk powder, that was pretty important, up 4%, 3,984. And demand's been really strong out of China, which has been good. So, yeah, dairy continues to be a bright spot. You know, obviously follows what Fonterra's been saying about raising its forecast payout. And farmers can potentially look forward to milk prices of touching, you know, $10. That'd be for the first time ever. So that's great news. Also helping the trade situation. So Stats New Zealand reported yesterday that total exports of goods and services for the September quarter were $22.2 billion. So that was up from $21.5 billion a year ago. Prices for dairy have been on the rise, but also other stuff that we export. Meanwhile, prices for imports have been going down. So that's actually a pretty good equation. So in terms of trade, up 2.4%. quarter on quarter, better than expected.
So okay, give me the numbers.
Yes, they're at the minute, it's a bit softer, down 0.4%, 44,592. S&P 500 down 0.2%. NASDAQ, though, heading for another record close, up 0.1%, 19,423 at the minute. FTSE 100 up 0.6%. Nick had a great day, up 1.9%. ASX 200 hit a new record high, up 0.6%, 8,495. NZ50, we're still above 13,000, but we're down 0.16%, 13,093. Gold up $10, 2,668 an ounce. Oil up $1.90. sits at $70 even for WTI. And the currencies were touched softer against the US as the Kiwi 58.8, against the Australian dollar 90.7, slightly softer as well. And against pound sterling, also softer, we are 46.4.
Good morning, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.